Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
The Lego Movie still going strong at the box office. Number 1 for a third week, taking in another $31.5 million. Kevin Costner's 3 Days to Kill way behind in second with $12.3 million. And Pompeii debuted in third with $10
million. Number 4.
Alec Baldwin says he's had enough of public life. He told New York Magazine, "I've lived this for 30 years. I'm done with it. I'm aware it's ironic that I'm making this case in the media, but this is the last time I'm going to talk about my personal life in an American publication ever again." He also said he's had enough of New York. Sounds like he's moving to L.A.
Number 3.
After serving as co-host for 7 seasons, Brooke Burke-Charvet was blindsided when she was fired from Dancing with the Stars. People reporting that Erin Andrews will be Tom Bergeron's new partner when the show returns March 17th.
Number 2.
Jennifer Lopez is signed on to play the lead in an NBC drama called Shades of Blue. She'll play a detective who's recruited to work for the FBI, and she's also a single mom, which gives her character a little more of an interesting twist.
Number 1.
Katy Perry was almost an hour late for the Moschino show in Milan Thursday. When she finally walked the runway to pose for photographers, they started heckling her. Well, she got an attitude and said, "You're all going to get a picture, so shut the blank up." And that's when they turned on her and started booing. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.